I do want to quickly mention something before I get back to your calls out of the Queensland election campaign, because the Queensland Premier Campbell Newman has repeatedly refused to answer questions about Alan Jones today. As you may have heard, Alan revealed yesterday morning that in 2012, when Campbell Newman was not the Premier, he went to Alan's Sydney home to have a meeting. And while they were there, Alan says that Campbell Newman promised him that he would block stage three of a controversial mine if he became Premier. Alan is crystal clear on it. He says Campbell Newman promised him if he became Premier, he would not approve stage three of the New Acland coal mine. But that's exactly what happened when he became Premier. And that prompted Alan yesterday to describe Campbell Newman as a liar. So today, a reporter from the Australian newspaper, Sarah Elkes, asked the Queensland Premier a pretty simple question. Did you make that promise to Alan Jones or not when you're at Alan Jones's home? Have a listen to Campbell Newman squirm his way through the answer.
I will not be commenting on Alan Jones.
But this one just, why did you go to his house in 2012 and promise him that the LNP government would not support an upgrade to Auckland?
You heard my answer yesterday.
So yep.
But this would dismiss the issue altogether. If you could answer this issue, it would wipe it off the page altogether.
Over to you.
Mr. Newman, given that you say your government can be trusted and accountable, can you clarify for voters whether you did go to Mr. Jones's house and whether you did promise that stage three wouldn't go ahead for once and for all?
Well, I just clarify it like this. I said what I said yesterday at Ipswich and I don't intend to comment further.
That? Why won't you answer it? Clear it up.
Because I said what I said yesterday.
So that's a yes, you did?
Oh, doesn't sound good. Campbell Newman, doesn't sound good. Really, really simple answer there. You say, no, it never happened. I never said it. But he wasn't prepared to say that. And he kept saying, oh, well, have a look what I said yesterday. Well, I went back to what he said yesterday. And I think he was just saying that, well, Alan Jones is a Sydney radio host or a Sydney radio journalist or something like that. I don't think he addressed the question yesterday. He was asked it four or five times today and didn't want to answer. Not a good look during an election campaign.